Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. The howling Arctic winds gradually eased yesterday afternoon, giving us plenty of sunshine thanks to high pressure edging closer from the Great Lakes, then sliding to our south overnight. As this high moved out, clouds quickly returned last night, bringing some light snow to northern areas. This snow, part of a weakening Clipper system, a fast-moving storm west of the Great Lakes yesterday and now northwest of Montreal. The steadiest snow has fallen through the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, diminishing as it progressed east, mostly north of Route 4 and into the White Mountains. A dusting to an inch of additional snow still possible this morning. That'll bring totals across the Adirondacks to 4 to 6 inches, where there is a winter weather advisory. Some 3 to 5 inches are possible across the high peaks of the northern Green Mountains as well. With the storm to our northwest, some milder air has been drawn into the area. Temperatures will climb to the upper 20s to mid-30s north, 30s to near 40 south this afternoon. Southern areas farther from the storm may see a little sun this morning before clouds fill in during the day. The remnants of this storm will be pushed south today thanks to the circulation of intense low pressure to our northeast, the same one that brought the strong gusty winds and Arctic cold yesterday. That storm will expand back into the area, which means it'll sweep more cold air back in on northwesterly winds tonight and on through the end of the week, lingering into the weekend. We'll encounter some gusty winds and chilly sunshine tomorrow, but as the storm pinwheels moisture around it, periods of clouds should edge in across northern sections late tomorrow and then push southward tomorrow night into Friday, still hanging on to some sun across southern sections Friday. More clouds and a few snow showers expected through the north and mountains. This pattern will persist into the weekend while the storm very slowly decays. It means breezy, cold conditions with periods of clouds more likely through the north and mountains and a few more snow showers while periods of sun more common in southern valleys. Now to the forecast details. Expect clouds with periods of light snow and snow showers from the Adirondacks and north of Route 4 diminishing this afternoon. Total snow, a dusting to 2 inches, up to 4 in the northern Green Mountains and up to 6 in the Adirondacks. Some morning sun south of Route 4, then periods of clouds. Not as cold, highs upper 20s to mid-30s north, 30s to near 40 south. Tonight, periods of clouds this evening and a few flurries north, giving way to gradual clearing. Lows ranging from 5 to 15 north, coldest over the higher terrain, and upper teens and low 20s south. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, mixing with clouds developing through Quebec, edging south into the Adirondacks and Route 2 late in the day. Blustery and cold, highs upper teens to mid-20s north of Route 4, upper 20s and low 30s south. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.